Yeah, Denise, you were saying about lapwings and your memory of the number of lapwings that there were here when you were a girl.
That's right. It's my favourite memories, and one of my favourite memories. And when I hear a lapwing, it just takes me back then. But Yvonne and I used to walk to school up the lane, and lapwings would nest on the pasture there every summer. That doesn't happen now because they've changed their habitat. They've changed that into a field that they mow now for silage. So we have no lapwings now anymore.
How many were there? Was it large numbers? Was it
yes, large numbers that would come and fly down, and we had to run the gauntlet every morning and every evening because they would just come and fly down and nearly touch your head. And also their call is just, it's just amazing. And whenever I hear a lapwing, I always think of that part of my childhood. So
when did you think they went from round here?
Definitely when they changed it from pasture to when they...
And they started silaging.
Does this matter to you, this loss of wildlife?
I do worry for the wildlife now with all the intense farming. Mm. Because, you know, my children don't have memories like that. Your children, your grandchildren, even if you stay here, will not have memories like that.
No.
It's not just the lapwings, though, is it, really? Yeah. It's everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the butterflies as well.
Bees.
When will it stop, really?
Mm. See, a lot of people say that there's almost no meeting ground between what conservationists want to see happen. A lot of it looks like blame, in a sense, is pointed in the way at the direction of farmers, and yet we've been got ourselves into this cleft stick, I suppose, where we're expecting food to be cheap, we're expecting milk to be cheap, and all the rest of it. Can you see any sort of positive way forward in which we could begin to recover wildlife? Can you see ways that could happen? Is there a way that farmers could think differently about the way that they operate? So give them the right incentives. And what do you think would be a good way forward here?
I mean, I think the young ones of farming today, they haven't got that same drive, they haven't got that knowledge of what the older generation have. So really, I don't know, young lads just driving on tractors, flying up and down, just doing what they've got to do, get home. There's no sort of, they haven't sort of experienced that, what it'd be like. I don't know.
The connection,
yeah.
I'm talking really, or all I know is the traditional way of farming. Mm. Now we have, like you say, a different type of farming. And because we all want cheap milk, cheap food, they have to produce. They have to farm that way, in a way, don't they? To produce that for us.
What about compromise? What do you think could you think of any other way that this could work so that we could have certain areas that are
left for wildlife?
Yeah, not even to say that you leave some bits to go wild, because that isn't necessarily going to be the solution either, but this more gentle management, taking the pressure off the land in certain areas. And it seems to me that this area is one of those areas where that maybe should be happening, because it is a wonderfully biodiverse, what was 50 years ago, wonderfully biodiverse bit of the countryside. It's still got the potential there, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a range of different sorts of wildlife habitat here.
I don't know what the answer is, to be honest.
But I think the problem is that we need to go forward with some sort of communal sense of responsibility here, don't we? That it's to laid at the feet of the farmers is ridiculous. So what would you say were the strengths that your families had in taking care of the land that maybe are missing? The perspectives that they had, the strengths that they had, the skills that they had. What did they have that we're perhaps missing out on today?
I think they had a great love for what they did and a great love for the land. And I don't think now, I think it's too, in a way, commercial now. Because in my father's day, he cared for the land. He loved the land. It was his life. And he did have a great connection, my dad did. I don't know. I mean, I think now of my nephew who is still farming. And I wouldn't say he's got a great connection or love for the land. He drives huge machinery. And I just think they just care about getting a job done. Getting the crops in, you know, before it rains. Getting the lambs off to market. I don't think they have a great... Because they're under different pressures, aren't they, really? It's all changed from where it was before. And the pressures really are greater, I think, now.
I'm just picking up what you're saying. It's like you're saying it with emotion, but there's the emotion that you know that your dad and, you know, that your family, your dad that had, and certainly that's what you've talked about with your family. There was this sense of that, well, that's all there is. You've got the land. Whereas this kind of there's something that's come in between.
Yes.
That now, that love, commitment, graft, you give it your all and it gives you something back. But there's a sort of a thing that's come in between that connection with the land as a living being, really. That's what sort of stopped somehow, isn't it? So it's become a place in which you try and make a living against the odds. And it's that loss of connection, maybe. Do you think we can get it back?
Hopefully we can. Hopefully we can create some kind of... I mean, I think if you spoke to my nephew about destroying wildlife habitat, I don't think he would basically give a damn. You know, I think it would not be something he thinks about at all. But it's not only destroying wildlife habitat, is it, really? It's changing the land, isn't it? It's changing the landscape as well. Because... the farm that I, you know, that I grew up on, it's completely changed. It's not the same. It's not the same as when I lived here at all. I look at it and I don't even recognise. I don't even recognise the farm. Admittedly, it was a long time ago. And I think you've got to reach out to as many people as you can. It takes more than one to make a difference, doesn't it? Really, but that one person who is making a difference maybe will be the spark that will set it all off. I watched a programme on television about them destroying the uplands. I can't remember where I saw it, but that made me think, we are effectively destroying everything, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm afraid that's the way it
is. I mean, that is, we are effectively destroying the way our world should work, really, because we're just... it's so labour intensified now, isn't it? And I think we're greedy, don't you? I think we want more and more.